Sandy Hook, and Congress. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sandy Hook Elementary was back in session today, 7 miles from the original school in Newtown, in a building remade to look just like the old one.
Everything's in order where it should be. The desks are there. Even down to the teachers' Tic Tacs are in the right spot. So they've done a wonderful job.
That's one of the parents. There'll be no special assembly. Nobody will bring up the massacre unless a child brings it up. The idea is to move on. The big question now is whether the new Congress, which is also back in session today, will want to bring it up. The latest polling shows 49% of Americans say that it's more important to control gun ownership than to protect the rights of gun owners. And there's that celebrity gun control PSA featuring Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, and other A-listers.
How many more?
How many more?
Enough.
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 So the pressure's on. But so far, the only pro-gun members of Congress who appear willing to change their minds and support gun regulation are a handful of pro-gun Democrats. And that ad has already turned up on YouTube as a mashup that intercuts those same celebrities with their most violent on-screen gun scenes. It ends with Conan O'Brien saying, "Enough."
Enough.
And then a clip of him firing a machine gun on his show. If you thought what happened at Newtown would make gun regulation a slam dunk, maybe not. By the way, the new Sandy Hook Elementary is being protected by what reporters describe as a large number of police, just as the NRA has recommended. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.